Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Roxanne, during Hurricane Irma last week, a Florida county official got on TV to update everybody on preparations. But while she was telling people not to be worried about the storm, her sign language interpreter right next to her was telling people to be very, very afraid of what?
Of her boss?
No. I'll give you a hint. This would only make sense if, like, Yogi got a job at a Domino's.
Bears.
And?
Delivering pizza?
Yes, bears and pizza. So this is what happened. So the TV screen, right? So here's the official very calmly going about the emergency preparations. And the American Sign Language interpreter right next to her is signing, quote, pizza want you are and need be bear monster. And apparently what happened is that they had an emergency, they had to go in the air, and they couldn't find an official interpreter. And this guy volunteered. He said, hey, I know American Sign Language. I talked to my brother, he's deaf. And they were like, great, we could use you. And they should have checked. They should have checked with his brother, who has spent the last 5 years hiding from bear monsters and man-eating pizzas.
So he says that he learned it from his brother?
He learned it to speak to his brother.
So he and his brother have an entirely different relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
His brother hates him.
Yeah.
He keeps buying pizzas for bears. I don't understand what's going on.
So here's the thing. I have a tremendous amount of sympathy because he saw an opportunity to help and he volunteered. And you would totally do the same thing. Like you'd be out there and some guy's like having a heart attack and he only speaks Spanish and you're like, I can help. I had 3 years of high school Spanish, and the next thing you know, this poor man is being treated for an enlarged library. Coming up, our panelists make a scientific discovery that won't blow your mind. It's our Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.